It's time to unlimit the greater you. Your objective is to unlimit the greater you. And with that being the focus, you may look at yourself now and you realize, as you think about where you want to be and where you are currently, and it doesn't match. There's an imbalance. We need to look at the standards that you have set for yourself. What standards have you set for yourself if you're a student? You want to do well in school, but what standard have you set? If you look deeply, if you really think about it, you get D's, sometimes you get C's. The standard that you set, if you really look at it, whether it's conscious or subconscious, is to be average. You have that standard in you. And when you set a standard, sometimes you hit that standard, sometimes you don't. So you fall below average sometimes with the D. Sometimes you hit the standard with the C. What is your standard with your finances? You want to be a millionaire. You may want six figures. But the standard, as you see in your actions, is a lower five-figure annual salary, income. What is the standard that you want in your marriage? You want a highly successful marriage, a happy marriage, but the actions that you take show that you have a standard that's very, very low. Based on the actions that you take concerning your marriage, you want to be a high performer on your job, in your career, but the actions that you take, how you spend your time, how you improve yourself or the lack thereof, shows that the standards are not equal to what you say you want. The standards that you set for your life are very important. You want to unlimit the greater you, but yet the standards that you set are not on the level of that greater you that's within. So you must evaluate your life in every area, every category, and you must set standards that are equal to the greater you's goals, that's equal to who you are as the greater you. Now that you have determined what your new identity will be, that's in alignment with the greater you, you must now set standards that's also in alignment with your new identity and the greater you. If it's wanting to be married, wanting that soulmate, what standard are you going to set? Not just for what spouse you want, what qualities you want them to have, but what standard are you going to set for yourself? You have to set a new standard for yourself of what type of person you're going to be in a relationship. What standard are you going to set concerning being a listener? Are you always just talking about yourself? Are you always just exalting yourself? Or what standard will you set of being a listener to that person, that significant other? What standard are you going to set concerning your faithfulness, your loyalty? What standard do you have concerning that? Are you a person that individual will be able to trust? What standard will you set concerning being a trustworthy person? How can you have a soulmate and live in bliss if you can't be trusted, if you're unfaithful? Okay? Can you be trusted? What standards do you have concerning your decision making in life? You want to be successful, but what standards do you have concerning how you use your time? Do you spend your time playing video games all the time? Do you spend your time always watching TV? How much reading do you do? What standards do you have of learning and growing and developing? What standard have you set for yourself concerning your physical body? What's your health like? Are you okay with being obese? Are you okay with being overweight? Are you okay with your high blood pressure? Do you say, okay, I'm just going to take my medication, I don't need to be concerned with my lifestyle? Is that your standard? How can you be at that higher level, but you don't even care about your body? What standard, what new standard are you going to set concerning your physical body? The condition of your physical body has everything to do with the success that you have in your life. What standard are you going to set for yourself in your physical body? What's the standard that you're going to set for your cardiovascular health? The health of your heart, the health of your arteries, your veins, your capillaries. What standard are you going to set? How much exercise are you going to do in a day concerning your cardiovascular exercise that will affect your heart, that will affect your arteries, your veins, your capillaries? What are you going to do about it every day? Set a standard that's high, that shows that you value your body. Set a standard that shows you value your circulation in your body, your blood circulation. Set a standard that shows that you value your body. If you don't value your body, how can you value someone else in a relationship? How can you really value your children if you don't value your own body? You don't value your health. How can you love other people but you don't love yourself? A foundational way that you show love to yourself is that you love yourself and you do what's necessary to be healthy. Set a higher standard for your body. Set a higher standard for the value you place on yourself with investing in yourself for your health. What standard do you set for yourself financially? Is it okay to be poor? Is it okay to lack money? Is it okay to lack the finer things in life? Is it okay to lack your necessities in life? Is it okay to go through life lacking? Is it okay not to have and then to make excuses for yourself to say, oh, I really don't need that much in life. I don't need all that. They're just excuses because you set a lower standard for yourself. Step it up. Raise your standard concerning how much money you have. Do the things that's necessary. But guess what? You can't do the things that's necessary if your standard is low. If your standard says, I don't need much, I don't need much. So you can't give to yourself, you can't invest in yourself, you can't invest in your family because you don't have that much. You don't have that many resources. You can't invest in other people. You can't give to other people in need because you don't have much money. You don't have because you set a low standard for yourself. Is it really selfish that you say, I don't need that much? Because now you can't do anything for anybody else because your standard is so low concerning your finances. Raise your standard concerning your finances. You cannot make a difference in your life until you raise your standard in your finances. You cannot make a difference in your life financially until you raise the standards that you have concerning your money. You can't do it. You just can't do it. If you want to be a better student, you must raise the standards of yourself as a student. D's cannot be acceptable to you just because it passes. Just because you pass with a D, that's not acceptable. You want to be a better student. You have to be willing to set a higher standard. What standard do B students set for themselves? What standards do A students set for themselves? They don't accept standards of all-nighters. They don't procrastinate and wait to the last minute to do their work. They don't wait. They don't wait where everybody else is out having a good time. They set a standard for themselves to do their work in advance. They set a high standard for themselves that they're going to study, that they're going to really study. They're not just going to go through a rote routine just to pass a test. They actually want to learn the material. They have a higher standard of learning the actual material, not just to pass the test, not just to get through the school year, not just to get through the semester. They want to actually learn the material. Those that are deeper learners and that really are doing well, where the grade reflects the type of learner that they are, not just passing the test. The standard that you set in your life is going to determine your future. The standard that you set in your life is going to discern. It's going to determine the quality of life that you have. Your success cannot go beyond the standard that you have set for your life. The level of success that you have will not go beyond the standard that you've set. So you need to take a close look at your life. Take a very close look at your life and evaluate all the main areas of your life and begin to set standards for those areas. And I recommend that you set high standards for yourself that reflect the greater you, as it was discussed in other segments of this program. Having role models for the various categories of life. Go back to that. What standards have those role models set? In a given category, what did that given role model set as a standard? If you have identified multiple role models in that particular category, examine the standards that they have set, do the research on those role models, and find out the standards that they've set. Interpret from your research the standards that they have set, if it's not spelled out for you in clear language. You have to interpret what those standards are and blend a conclusion as you look at each standard that the given role model has set. Combine those standards and make it unique for you. And you make sure that that standard is high. Make sure that that standard is high. Very high. And you begin to live your life in accordance with those standards for those various areas of life. You do that. You do that. You do it. Sometimes you may miss the mark. Sometimes you may miss the mark. Don't be thrown off by that. It's a part of life. It's a part of the process. It's a part of the process to get where you want to be, to miss the mark sometimes. But you just get right back up. Be tough. Get right back up and get back to it again. Don't stop. Don't stop. Stay focused on what you want to accomplish. Live in accordance with your new identity. These are the standards that you must have for your new identity. And this is what you must do. It's just a part of your life now. That's how you have to view it. It's a part of your life now. So it's who you are at this point. So you must reflect who you are by the standards that you have set. Thank you.